This is Daguerreotypes, Masklist, MGTOW, Flies. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. This is flyer number 775, part 2, entitled, Women Will Have to Fight Their DNA. Carrying straight on. I have trouble finding it. Okay. So masculists have no patience with monoconscious feminists. So when they come across them, they bite their fucking heads off, haranguing them out of the room with verbally violent, ideologically hateful, masculist rhetoric, telling these women to learn some masculism or be effectively exterminated in the sense of being totally ignored, not even pumped and dumped. Masculists see the greatest of all gender crimes by women is women's man slavery, the desire of women to live off the labor and money of a man that they evolved to do. This female desire is in their DNA, but this female desire is hated by the masculists. So we have a major contradiction here. So the question arises, quote, can women fight their DNA? End quote. That is, are women capable of behaving in practice in a way that goes against their grain, that is, against the way that their DNA drives them to behave? I think the answer is yes, since the human brain is highly adaptable, plus the fact that fluffies have no choice. Putting it bluntly, a fluffy can only be a fluffy, in capital letters, if she can get her financial claws into some gullible, ignorant, man-slavable man. End quote. But thanks to the manosphere, that is, men on the internet talking about men's issues, men's lib, for example, the MGTOWs, M-G-T-O-W-S, that's men going their own way, who reject marriage and paternity due to the toxicity towards men in the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts, who spend their money on themselves, and the masculists, who are much more political, out to change society fundamentally by creating a FIP society, by the FIPping of women, so that women no longer parasite off men. Close brackets, the supply of such manslavable men is drying up. Men, certainly masculisted men, have the power to force, capital letters, women to fip up, that is, become fips. Since a fluffy can't be a fluffy, if there's no manslavable man around to be enslaved by her. So when nearly all men have been masculisted, and see fluffies as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin to be exterminated, then either the fluffy starves or she converts herself into becoming a FIP by bothering to get a career-competent education at high school and college so that she does not end up a fluffy as an adult and hence left rotting on the shelf, spat at by nearly all men for being the worst kind of gender criminal, that is, a manslaver. A parasite of the money and labour of a man for decades of his life. Hence, on the one hand, we have women who, due to their very DNA, have the desire to judge men by parasitic standards, that is, asking themselves, quote, in female voice, how many resources does he have? End quote. And on the other hand, the masculist power to exterminate such women by totally ignoring them to death if they do not fip up. Thus, masculist ideas, masculist expectations, will force women to fip up, since fluffies have no choice. They either fip up or they die. That's the stark reality for them. Masculists are out to wipe fluffies off the face of the earth as abolitionists, who see manslavery as literally a thousand times bigger problem than was Negro slavery, given the numbers. There are several million Negro slaves in the slave period in the US, and there are today several billion manslaves in the world, whom, the maskless, are out to liberate by applying overwhelming moral force on fluffies to get off their fat parasitic bums and flip up or die by rotting on the shelf, by being totally ignored by men, masculisted men, who spit on such women, hating them with a passion. So as the process of the fipping of women, the creation of a fip society that is so critical to maskless, unfolds, it'll be interesting to see how women cope when, with their heads, their brains, they become convinced fips, seeing the masculist logic that if they are not fips, then they will die slow, miserable deaths, rotting on the shelf. And with their inner natures, their DNA, they are programmed, they evolved to be parasitic of men. So what happens when an irresistible force confronts an immovable object? Time will tell. A lot of people think that, quote, you cannot fight your DNA. Others think that the human brain is very flexible, so that women can adapt to maskless moral pressure. Maskless claim that women have no choice. Men have the power to force women to be fips or women die, which is not much of a choice for women. It'll be interesting to see how this quandary plays out over the coming decades. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In brackets, click on the Maskless tab for 770 plus Maskless essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators, question mark? Professor Hugo de Garis, dash, London Real. In brackets, see the last half hour of this two-hour interview for the Maskless segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have over 1,000 Maskless videos in 16 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name, De Garis Maskless Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskless videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Maskless Videos. That is four words. Ciao.